Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
For everything.
Who is it for us to say a bad decision? It's up to them.
This is the Greg Pogue and Darren McFarland Show.
All right.
Presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Your sports live here on ESPN 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
The boys are back in town.
Good Tuesday morning. How you doing? Darren McFarland Show, presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Center. Parker Kelly today.
Christian already left.
Yeah, I just ran him off.
Okay.
I want to apologize for yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Because I had to get all of my silliness out of it. I've been listening to Big Joe, you know, and I just, every time he gets silly, which is like every time he breathes, I just wanted to get all this. So we're serious today.
A lot of people were asking me, how did you think you did yesterday? Or how was it? I was like, well, I felt like a nail that's been laying outside in the ground for 2 years. That's what I felt. I was very, very rusty.
No. Very rusty. I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah. Thanks.
Jerk. Can I ask also, you know, we are in a studio that looks like
Christmas.
Yeah. Well, it looks like sort of we're having a party on our back deck.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4".
Yeah.
I'm an average 5'10 and a half. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I sit down in my chair, it sinks.
Yeah. This one does
when
not.
When you sit in that chair,
it's awesome.
It's like you're a foot. It's like
I look down at you the whole show.
It's like Johnny Carson was a foot shoulder smaller than Ed McMahon, but always seating taller. So yeah, look at this. I'm back and forth. Parker, how you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine. That,
so you do the last, you know, the short end of the straw and got to be here today?
Just for today. I won't be in tomorrow.
So well, I don't blame you.
Or ever.
You might have a different producer every day.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm happy to be here.
I can see it. I can hear it.
We're having fun. I wore my Cubs shirt because I knew that I'd be producing for you today.
I wish I had three middle fingers, okay? I only got two. We've already had this conversation. I'm not happy with my family at all.
I know. I'm very proud of your family. I'm very proud of your family.
Shut up. You don't know my family.
I thought you were turning over a new leaf today.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say. I'm not silly. I'm mad.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I mean, silliness, I got it all out of me.
Okay.
I want to show you something. I went home. My grandbaby comes to our house. Mm-hmm. Alice Rose, she's 2 and a half.
Yeah, the one that whisked you to get out of the house yesterday. It's leave.
She told me this morning, Papa Poe, go to your office and work.
She loves you.
No, and so my daughter brings my one grandchild. She's going to provide me with another one. And if it doesn't come out with a brew clue thing on, look at that.
Oh, wow.
That's my grandbaby at my house wearing a Let's Go Cubs shirt.
Mm. You got the enemy amongst you.
I'm going to call my daughter right now.
Wow.
It just, think of that. Look at that. I get it. You're a Cubs fan?
I am.
She doesn't know the Cubs from the Braves.
So why do you think that's happening?
Because my daughter is a little pile of poop. Okay?
Well, yeah, it's a message to you, Greg.
It's like my grandbaby shows up at my house, Let's Go Cubs shirt on yesterday. Well, even worse, I tried her to get it taken off. I have a Brewers shirt that my daughter gave me for Christmas that has Papa Pogue on the back. I said, okay, I'll take a picture of you this. Can you put the Brewers shirt on? And she wouldn't.
Mm.
She's now out in by the chicken coop, my little grandbaby.
Well, now you know.
So, anyway.
Keep up the good work at home.
They won last night. They're five and a half back. Actually, so a Cubs fan, are you one of these convenient Cubs fans? Have you ever been to Wrigley Field?
I was just at Wrigley Field not too long ago because I went to college in Chicago. So I go to Cubs games all the time.
Where, UIC, Northwestern?
No, even smaller. I was at a Division III school, played football up there.
Oh, I know that. I've heard that before.
Concordia, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just go to Cubs games all the time. Fell in love with it.
Yeah, so I get it. I get it.
Now, I am newer, admittedly, to the game of baseball. I'm not like one of these diehard fans like George is, but I still like baseball. I'm getting into it.
Kevin Gausman looked good yet last night.
Yeah.
He's looked
I know.
Pretty crappy all year, but he looked good for them, finally. I mean, they traded for him, so this is what I guess they're hoping they're getting out of him, but he's been very all year. I know, because I drafted him in my fantasy league, and I dropped him.
I have a fantasy. I do a fantasy league.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with baseball. So anyway,
here we go.
No, yep, I said didn't take you're long. Right. You did, yeah. There I go. I thought
10:05.
I thought I had the silliness out of me. Oh, 11 o'clock. Andrew Allegretta, the voice of the Commodore, is going to join us. I guess
what'd they do? What are we going to talk to him about?
Well, we booked him before the news that came out this morning. Mm-hmm. So you want to make it official with our top five, Parker? And oh, by the way, there is a phone number. Same one for Plaster, right? 615-759-9949, 759-9949. Call the show and talk.
Hopefully we'll
answer.
Yeah. Well, we got bogged down yesterday.
Is that what it was?
We didn't get to all the calls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were actually, when we left, they were lined up to talk to us in person. We didn't get to the calls, right? All right, let's go. There it is.
I clicked the button, and I'm not hearing anything. Maybe I need to press some more buttons.
Yeah, you do. I'm not telling you. Okay. You do what you want to do, brother.
You know, that's what Big Joe would have already said. That's what you said last night. So I'm not going to do that.
I mean, I was hoping that you would. I threw you an alley-oop there.
Look, if you stop completely, like, I'm going to be disappointed. Like, that's part of
the charm of the show. No, it's charming. It is. But we actually have some pre-production. Mm-hmm. That we call the Starting Five. It's brought to you by a business near you that fool enough to give
fill
us money.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Strike and Spare Family Fund Centers, you know, those guys. Philip Cox called me and wanted out of the contract, and I said, sorry.
It's ironclad.
Yeah. No, yeah. We're not paying. We'll give you.
The Starting Five on the Greg Pogue and Darren McFarland Show. Number one.
Wow. See there? It's official. Vanderbilt naming a quarterback, not Jared Kurtz.
I'm actually pretty shocked by this. Being honest, I would have – I mean, I like the starter's name. I mean, Blaze, you can do a lot of things with that, right? Good and bad. But I would have thought you brought in a five-star quarterback to Vanderbilt. Jared Kurtz is going to be named the starter. And, oh, by the way, you pay these guys now. So
million a year. I think Jared is in, what, $2 million range, through there?
If I'm being honest, I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked. I thought it would be Jared. I was laughing at the notion that it wouldn't be Jared Kurtz. And clearly I was wrong.
Blaze Berlowitz has the New Mexico State background, obviously. Has been back up here for a couple years behind Diego. Is it a reward?
Does it mean he's going to be Diego? No.
No. No. But is it a reward? I don't know.
For what?
Being a Blaze. I don't know.
Being a Blaze. I don't know. I'll just say it. I'm pretty shocked. But look, I'm not there.
They got Austin Peay. They got Delaware.
I understand.
And I'm going to tell you what.
And you'll see Kurtz play. They've already said that.
Everybody's poo-pooing Austin Peay. They have a quarterback that turned down significant NIL money to stay. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm what to think about it. I don't know if I'm surprised. In a way, I am, because Jared Kearse, your five-star. I mean, and let me give you a sidebar. The job that Jeff Brothers did with him at Nashville Christian, a four-year starter, I remember Joe Fisher and I went out and did one of their games on a Friday night, and he was a freshman.
Jeff Brothers has coached some high-level talent that's come through this.
Well, obviously played at Vanderbilt, Brentwood Academy product, just a great guy.
I think he had a guy by the name of Golden Tate, did he not?
Was he there?
Yes.
At Nashville Christian?
No, not at Nashville Christian. Oh, at JP2.
JP2, okay.
Jeff Brothers was telling me about Golden Tate when he was in eighth grade. I'm like, Jeff, are you really telling me about an eighth grader? He's like, I'm serious. You will remember this name, I promise.
Does it really matter who the game one starter is?
No. Ultimately, no. I'm just telling you, for the sake of the conversation we're doing, a Sports Talk Radio show, I'm surprised. Does it ultimately matter in the big scheme? No, it doesn't. So because he's going to get to play.
NC State's third game, right?
Right. Yeah. And so by the third game, by then, in those first two games, it can remain the same because Blaze was on fire. Or, by the way, you can go down in a Blaze too. So that's what I said. We can take this either way in the first two games. Or, you know, they're just not going to – they'll know. By the first two games, they're going to know. So ultimately, to answer your question, no.
Is it a reward? I mean, because
no. Been, what reward are you talking about?
Well, he's been the backup for what, 3 years, right?
Oh, who cares? It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm not arguing one side or the other.
Who cares about that? They want to win.
Well, I know, and so they could win theoretically. And I don't want to poo-poo Austin Peay, okay? But they could win with just about any quarterback if they are what they are. And that's,
well, let's be, you know. Look, you can talk up Austin Peay, but if they lose to Austin Peay, then it's going to be a long year.
MTSU did open the year last year.
I'm not comparing MTSU to Vanderbilt.
No, they got a five-star quarterback making $2 million a year sitting the bench.
Yeah. All well, right. Again, what is he really going to be sitting?
Nah, he'll play.
Of course he will.
Yeah. I just think it's a Clark Lee. I think internally we just don't know, right? I mean, how those players feel about Blaze. He's been there. I mean, can they win this game with him and Jared Curtis even dressing?
Yes.
They should, yes. Right? I'm not going to, again, don't sleep on Austin Peay, okay? But
I just thought this was going to play out exactly like Tennessee.
Oh, by the way, Andrew Allegretta, the voice of the Commodores, is going to join us.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Are we going to bring this up?
Yeah, well, okay. Probably not. I mean, he's probably already going, I can't talk about this right now. I mean, Pete Thamel broke the story.
Did he, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I heard that he did.
Okay.
Why is that not broken locally?
Well, that's why I'm asking. I don't know. Who deserves it? That's kind of your world, your other world that you've lived your whole adult life. Really, who broke a story? I'm not really sure, because the internet can get really confusing. People take headlines from others, and we steal, and who knows? Broke. Yeah, it. Maybe he did. Anymore. Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Right?
One of these days, I'll tell you the story. The biggest argument and biggest thing Jeff Fisher and I ever got into was this very thing about who breaks stories.
Okay. Was this back in the day or recently?
No, we're he's telling us about a Mongolian fish on the air yesterday.
That was
okay,
still my favorite part of yesterday's show. Jeff Fisher off the cuff gives you the information when you ask some random fishing question about Mongolia. He gives you real facts right off his dome. And you're over here Googling, and then you repeat exactly what he just said, reading it off the internet.
And then what does he say?
Says,
well, that's what I just said.
Exactly what I just said.
Yeah. And he also knew the political climate of Mongolia that impacted.
They're shut down right now.
The salmon trout hybrid monster.
Yeah.
Okay. But you want that story? yeah, we got plenty of time. Oh, by the way, our phone number, if we choose to answer, 615-759-9949, 759-9949. We need to hear from the
youth. 50-50.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had Eric. I mean, Vandy Clay's got a call, Tony in Nolensville, Schmitty. I mean, that's if they're not calling, I quit, okay? Because that's their long-winded phone calls take up half the show, and I have to work less.
Are we ready for number two?
No. Okay. No, I'm going to tell the story.
Okay.
So I remember when...
Is this your Jeff Fisher story?
One of them.
Okay.
All right. You remember when Eddie George had the foot issue, right?
Yes. That, turf toe.
Yeah. Eventually ended his career.
It hurts.
Okay? Yeah. And he went... I knew it. I had the story. I knew it. And yet Fisher gives it to Peter King. And I go.
He was notorious for that.
Yeah.
Giving it to the big national platform. Well, I get it. Well,
I think it's what, you know, I think it's
he wanted
what,
big news.
Well, that's what Vrabel got in trouble for. So.
Well, wow. Well, that's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
Or a lot different.
Well, I don't think there's any physical connection between Peter King and Jeff Fisher, but I think we can assume there was between.
That was my follow-up is, where are you going with that?
I don't know. I just said, hey, man, I had the story, and you gave it to Peter King. Bye. All right, let's go to number
two.
Well,
why didn't you break it if you had it?
Because I couldn't confirm it.
Oh.
Two independent sources.
So you asked him? Did you ask him?
Oh, yeah. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I had the story,
and
I knew it. And
he didn't – he just, what, dodged it? And
then he gave, just said, well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you couldn't confirm it.
And then an hour later, Peter King has it.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, we're big buddies. Is there a call, Parker?
There was, and then I answered the phone, and he hung up.
How do you know it was a he?
Because I could see it was Frank. It popped up as Frank Adams on the line.
Oh, really? So we're going last names, too?
It just popped up on the screen. And I tried to answer, and then nobody answered, and he hung up.
All right. Well, call back, and we'll try to get it on the 14th call. I mean, ring. So let's go.
Number two.
Wow, that's quick. Mm-hmm. We didn't get into it yesterday. What do you think about Cam Ward, Darren? You are, I mean, I preseason now means the preseason games. I think the practices, obviously, 49ers, Seahawks, Bears this week. I think that means more because you got ones on ones. Cam Ward, what, 8 of 12, 69 yards. I mean, he's, you know, drops the ball out of bounds, whatever. I'm not ready to make any declaration on Cam Ward today. Is that fair?
No. I mean, yes and no, because you said this yesterday, and it's like you're acting like this two preseason games is all we have on him. So we have more than just two preseason games. We have a full season last year. And, yes, you can push back and say, well, it's different coaching staff. This is a new coaching staff. And, yes, it's a better coaching staff, we believe. We think it's a way better coaching staff, but we don't know ultimately yet. But I have concerns.
I think it's fair. Well, Parker, you're a Concordia College quarterback at the higher level. Not the highest, but higher. What do you think?
Of Cam Ward's performance?
Yeah. No, just Cam – not. I can't put anything on what I've seen in six series in preseason games, but the body of work. What are you confident that this team can win with him at the quarterback?
I've grown skeptical just watching him at practice, watching him in the games. There are things that he's done that it's hard for me to defend. One of those being the ball security issue that he had in Seattle. I was at the game. Versus San Francisco, the intentional grounding, I can't defend that. The almost interception should have been interception. There are things that he's doing, it comes across as careless. And I'm not classifying Cam Ward as a careless player, but he's just being careless with the football. And by year two, I feel like you should know better. So I'm not waving the white flag or anything on Cam Ward. I'm so confident that he can be the guy, but I'm a little skeptical at this point in time.
Yeah, and I heard Robbie and Rexro talking about it. You don't have to be a top 10 quarterback to win a Super Bowl, right? you know, and Sam Darnold did, and he is he now elite, right?
The difference that I don't want to, I just didn't want to do it in show one. I particularly don't want to do it in show two, but me and you have history of.
Show 14, when is that?
Well, it'll
September 8th? What?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
The two of us have watched every single quarterback that's come through this market that has played for the Oilers / Titans. And, like, I'll just be honest. I have came out and tried to always be honest. My assessment, I can be wrong. I welcome being wrong. I don't want to be wrong. But when I am wrong, I'll admit it. And I've taken a lot of heat over the years of saying I didn't think Jake Locker was the guy. Took a lot of heat. I took a lot of heat for Vince Young. I didn't think he was the guy. You see the pattern here. I went on and on. And I didn't want to be right. I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to give you what we're paid to do, paid to give our opinion. And sometimes our opinion doesn't align with everybody else. Well, eventually.
Well, name.
Eventually. So today, maybe not. But I just feel like this is shaping up to be what we've seen in this market. I've screamed this for years, and I'm not going to scream in show two. Why can't this market get that elite, different level guy? Why can't we ever get what Green Bay's had? Why can't we ever get what Indianapolis has had? Why can't we get...
I don't know, Anthony Richardson.
I'm talking about Andrew Luck and
Peyton Manning.
Why can't we get that? Well, you know, that was about 20 years.
I think it's also, though, just the rotation on like a roulette wheel, okay? If that number comes up, pop. Just so happened that Cam Ward was the best quarterback and maybe the worst.
But that doesn't make anybody feel better.
Well, I mean, but he's the number one draft pick and maybe the worst quarterback class in 25 years.
I mean, Greg, between Mitch Trubisky and Cam Ward, that's two picks. That's the first pick and the second pick overall. Does that mean that what? What does that mean? They have two guys right now that don't equal that value. True? Right now.
No, I don't. I mean,
Mitch Trubisky
I don't think
like, we know he's never
going
to live up to the number two pick overall.
So is Cam Ward ever going to live up to the number one? What do you think? Bet yes or no right now?
Probably not.
All right. We've only got through two of the top five. This is what we do. We only got three more to go and may get done by about 1 o'clock this afternoon. All right. And we got Frank on the phone.
We have Frank on the phone.
615-759. Not now. We got a break. You know, we got consultants listening. 615-759-9949.
Number three.
Oh, break. Don't we have to do three breaks an hour? I guess we can all do them like all at one time. All of our bump music will be themed every day. Do you know today is Gene Simmons' birthday?
I do.
Uh-huh.
Because you just told me.
And my daughter my son-in-law, I'm going to reference my grandbaby a lot. She loves Gene Simmons, I swear to God. I'll show you another picture of her. There's a picture of Gene Simmons in a Mona Lisa thing, and my grandbaby's doing the tongue thing. It's not pretty. So, no, she. I told her today, she was going, happy birthday to Gene Simmons. She's 2.5 years old. Who does that?
I don't believe that story, but it's good for radio.
You think I'm kidding on that one? How do you make that crap up? Okay, really? I mean, you fall down, do acid, and make that up? No.
Are you going to tell me she's shooting fire out of her mouth, too?
Not yet. Anyway, let's go to Frank. 615-759-9949. You want to call the show, please do. We'll talk to you. Frank, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Good, man.
Welcome back, first of all. Nice to have guys on in the morning while I'm working. I can listen to
that a boy.
So this is a very pleasant surprise when I found this out last week that you guys were coming back. So wonderful. Awesome. Please stay a while.
Well, it was a pleasant surprise to us, too.
Yeah, I bet. All right. First of all, before I get to what I really called, with the Titans, oh, my goodness, guys. I've lived it from day one like you have. First of all, we hadn't had a quarterback since Steve McNair. We haven't. I mean, come on. It's been nothing but You know, people, I actually went to Sunday night's preseason game, and the only reason my wife and I went is because the weather was nice. And somebody asked me, are you going to miss this stadium? I said, what's there to miss about it? I said, we've had our moments here the last 15, 16 years, but other than that, it's been so long since we've really done anything. I really don't remember what it even looked or felt like. And, you know, that's just that. I mean, with the Titans, it's not going to get any worse. I hope they can win six games, but we'll see. Why I really call, guys, let's talk some baseball. Pogu, congratulations on beating my Braves 2 out of 3. You've got the best. Your team has the best team record in baseball. I think you may be the best team in baseball. What you say to that?
Well, I mean, and we talked about that yesterday. You still got to, you know, they don't hand out trophies in August, right? You got to go. Correct. You got to go do it. I know they got the best record in baseball. They've been, you know, the Dodgers. What they swept the Dodgers in the regular season last year, then got swept in the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know, and then you know, they were a Pete Alonso home run away from off Devin Williams in the ninth inning from again going. So you gotta what you do in October is what everybody remembers, and it's the best run that they've had. And they're Pat Murphy 2 times in a row has already been the manager of the year. And quite frankly, they may not give it to him because they've given it to him 2 times in a row already. But I mean, it's smallest market in baseball. They're last in the league in home runs, but I think top 4 in runs scored. They're just fun, and it's not the Dodgers, it's not the Yankees, it's not the, you know, the Cubs with all the money. Yeah, so it's easy to be a fan.
Yeah, they are fun to watch. I saw them in Atlanta a couple months ago when they were down there, I guess over Father's Day weekend, and you know, I'm headed down Thursday to Atlanta to see the one of the Braves and Dodgers games, and with the Braves, it's just a matter of 2 things for me. It's number one, will they hit in October? Well, if they don't, they're not going anywhere, because the starting pitching, other than Sale, is just you just don't know what you're going to get from one day to the next. If the Braves can just tread water and get to the 7th inning and get into the bullpen, I think they'll be fine, because the bullpen has been really good for the most part this year. And, you know, it's just we don't know if they're going to hit, and we don't know about start pitching after Chris Sale. And this is a first-place team, but, you know, we've lost 10 out of 13, although we, you know, no time like tonight to start winning games against the big bad Dodgers. So, anyway. But, yeah, I just wanted to just tell you, Greg, you know, Darren, both of you guys, welcome back. Oh, and one other thing. You know, Darren, you know how you used to make ballpark tours over the years in the summertime?
It's not over. I'm still doing it. I've got to finish.
Well, this year I have checked off St. Louis, if you would believe.
Wow.
I've never been to the new ballpark up there until this summer when the Braves played there. Then my wife was gracious enough to agree to go to Baltimore.
Okay. Just went there 2 years ago.
To see the Braves up there.
It's an amazing park.
I love Camden. Camden Yards is great.
It's amazing.
I love the Camden Yards. It was amazing.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Wow.
Yep.
Went to Washington, the National Park.
It's okay. Yeah. Nothing special about it.
It didn't really wow me.
No.
It's
nice.
It was nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's not. No real character to it. I mean, I like the you know, like the Navy shipyard around it, but just overall the stadium is just like, eh.
Was in D.C. though. You got to if you're a conservative, sit on the right side, and liberal, sit on the left. Is that how it works?
I didn't experience
I had a man mentioned that to me, and I just kind of laughed. And I said, well, this place holds the heat and humidity in well up here. I see all the hot air coming out of the Capitol over here. The one thing that did disappoint me about Nationals Park, you know, people used to say, oh, go there. You got views of the city of Washington. You can see the Capitol. And it. No, you can't.
They No.
Everything there.
That's the thing. No, right. Can't. They didn't even have, like, the backdrop. Like, Pittsburgh did it well with the backdrop. Like, there's a lot of great stadiums that have the backdrop. Yeah. They didn't even do that. So, yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's okay.
Have you been to PNC Park?
Of course. Many times.
No, don't of course me.
Well, it's the best park in baseball, in my opinion.
That's the one.
Yes.
I went to Dodger Stadium last year for the first time.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I've been to Petco.
I've done all of California.
That is amazing.
Yeah, Petco's nice.
Coors Field is nice, just way too big.
Underrated. And it is, you're right, it is. It's underrated. It's a really good stadium. It is. It's too big.
Yeah, you know, and Globe Life Park in Arlington, nice. I love the indoors and the air conditioning, but it seems too big.
I haven't done that. I went to the old one many times. I haven't been to the one next door.
The new one, you'll appreciate the air conditioning. Yeah,
of course.
You'll appreciate the PA guy. Long time PA guy out there. But and, of course, kind of in between all that was the bad weather plan when you're down at your other residence in Florida and the weather's no good. My wife and I ended up at our Tampa Bay Rays Chicago White Sox game a few weeks ago. And Tropicana Field
is a dump. It's a dump.
Yes, it's – okay, new lights, new sound system, supposedly new everything after the hurricane.
Lipstick on a pig.
Exactly. You still can't hide the fact it's the trop where you can almost buy tickets cheaper than you could buy a 25-ounce beer. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, my wife's been, you know, gracious enough to tag along with me to a lot of these places. And next year... hopefully there's a next year. We've got Boston on the list, probably at the top. You know, have not been to Boston.
Have you been to Fenway?
Yes.
I figured you had. Yep, Fenway, you got to do. Frank, thanks, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. You're always welcome.
Guys, I appreciate it. It's just quite an honor to be on you guys' show. And, you know,
I would shoot higher, but that's okay.
Well, what do you want me to do, call the Plaster show?
Well, I mean, actually, Plaz came on our show yesterday. I mean,
I was not able to catch that part of the show.
It was award-winning. It was.
I have a feeling it was just – I have a feeling I really missed something by not hearing it. But anyway.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Frank, 10 to noon.
Guys, thank you.
See you later. Appreciate it, man.
Tell a friend.
He said something. He said something I want to get to about – McNair, that with the Titans have not had a quarterback since.
Yeah. Look, Tannehill,
I get it.
Right.
Because everybody wants to remember Tannehill for the Bengals games. Yeah, the three interceptions. Tannehill had a really nice run here. It just ended bad.
Okay. Let me preface this, though, Greg. Yes. McNair and Tannehill, there were window. McNair was a really good. I'm talking about. Why can't we get the Packers, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, right? Why can't we get Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck windows? The quarterbacks where you know what they are, right? They are out of this world, and now it's up to the general manager of the front office to build around them to make sure you're a contender year in and year out. When you have that guy, you know you're a contender. Patrick Mahomes, right? I'm just saying, why can't this – there was nothing wrong with Tannehill and McNair, those windows. Well, but they weren't these guys that I'm talking about. I'm talking about guys.
Well, McNair's the only elite this
But
this
he
franchise.
Really wasn't even like
– But he grew to it. He grew to elite.
If he's elite, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Well
– Is he in the Hall of Fame?
He was MVP.
Is he in the Hall of Fame? No, okay, then how is he elite?
Because I said so.
Okay, fine.
But no, Tannehill, I mean, you know how many times the Titans have won AFC titles back-to-back? Once. Okay? They were the number one seed. First time since, what, 08?
Yeah.
Right? Well. And he's not a lead. He wasn't anything, but everybody throws him out, you know, as garbage when that was their second best run. The best run other than McNair.
Who are
right?
the two best coaches we've seen in this market since they've been here?
Well, I mean, Fisher, right? And then you since Fisher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fisher and who?
Vrabel.
Okay. Like, you had to really think about that?
No, I tried not to say it.
Look, whatever's happened since then, it doesn't take away from the fact of what he was here. Like, Vrabel and Fisher are the two. So you think it's a coincidence that those guys, I mean, you have to have a lot of things go your way. So the two best coaches just happen to be when the two best quarterback play we've ever had. So,
well, but the thing too, though, you whiff. Vince Young was a whiff.
Of course. All we right. know why.
Okay. Is Cam Young a whiff?
I mean, I'm not going there. I'm saying right now it looks like it's going to end up just in that quarterback pile over here to the right that we've seen pile up over here over, what, 2.5 decades. I hate to say it. I want to be wrong. Close to 3 decades now. By the way, we're going on close to 3 decades.
Yeah, by the way, 615-759-9949. Let's take a break. You want to call the show? We will answer the phones. Gene Simmons' birthday today, so our music on all of our bumps are themed.
I am Trevor Maddich. True story. Last time I saw Kiss at Bridgestone Arena, I was sitting next to Trevor Maddich. Think about Trevor Maddich, his size, and my size. Those two should not go together, sitting next to each other at Bridgestone Arena in those seats. It was very uncomfortable. He was practically in my lap.
It's sort of like when you get on an airplane. You remember they get the
In his lap.
Right,
we didn't have that divide.
The extra loop around. If I ever get that, you just drag me out and shoot me, okay?
Well, the elbow guard, like, you can lift them up, like, you can't. We couldn't do that. Like, you just, we had to. Yeah, it was two dudes that shouldn't have been. And I love Trevor. Shouldn't have been sitting together.
Yeah, but he's large.
I mean, he's a former offensive lineman. So yeah.
All right, 615-759-9949, 759-9949. You want to cut the show? Parker will answer. Theoretically,
and I'm not a horse jockey, so I'm not Trevor Maddich, but I'm not a horse jockey, so
no. Those Vandy Clay, I think Parker needs some no-dos. What?
I don't know half the time with Vandy Clay.
Yeah, well, I do half the time. He's a nut. My buddy Craig Ladd, not ready to give up on Ward. Would anyone ever have thought Sam Darnold would be a Super Bowl winning quarterback? I think he's gone 14-3 back-to-back years.
I mean, it was, what, team four? Finally, it came together. Yeah. I mean, Sam Darnold was pretty well-traveled by the time he landed in Seattle. And yes, that's a great example. And he was fantastic last year. But he also had all the pieces around him, right? I think and there's nothing wrong with that. You can win with having everything else around you really, really good. But it's a hard recipe to have every year, or, you know, that's what everybody's trying to do, but it's hard. It's hard. And so you can win like that, but it's hard. If everything doesn't go, because we hear that, like, right now, I think we have made excuses for almost 3 decades for the quarterbacks that we were hoping were going to turn out to be elite in franchise court. Oh, but the offensive line play isn't very good, or the receivers aren't very good, or this isn't very good, or that. Yeah, well, those guys that I'm talking about, they don't need for everything to be elite around them. They make everybody elite.
In this league, though, you see the bubble up is quicker than any other sport.
What?
The bubble up. It doesn't take.
What
you
are
know,
you talking? I get bubble gut, but what do you mean bubble up?
I mean, you can have Carolina, you know, go 3 wins 1 year and win 9 or 10. It doesn't. You can move up quicker in the NFL than any other professional sport.
True. I agree with that.
Okay.
I think that's the beauty of the NFL. I think that's part of the attraction, right? I think everybody, for the most part, I think if you talk to a Browns fan today, they probably don't feel that way. Probably Jets fans don't feel that way. And quite honestly, I'm not sure Titans fans feel that way. But for the most part, in general, every fan base feels pretty positive going into the season.
615-759-9949. What do we have over there, Parker?
We have summoned Vandy Clay.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. Clay, what are you doing?
Toggy, how we doing?
Oh, I'm just, you know, my day is complete. Thank you for calling.
Darren, I'm sure you remember me. I'm hard to forget, but
I would
back
say
to the airways.
I have fallen off the truck and hit my head really hard if I don't remember you, Clay. I'm getting older, but not that old.
I think that's what happened to Clay. He fell off the truck and hit his head.
Anyway, I didn't hear the start. Parker says y'all let off with Clark's decision. I was just going to throw in my 2 cents worth. You know, a friend of mine called me is how I found out, but this is what I think. This is just my 2 cents worth. People are going crazy on, you know, online or whatever. That's, you know, people have opinions. But anyway, I wonder if it's kind of a deal like, you know, give Jared a couple more weeks, you know, to kind of groom him with practice and stuff like that. And then maybe he'll start against NC State in the SEC games. But I think both will play because, quite frankly, Pogi, I think they could start you at quarterback and win the first two games.
No, absolutely not.
Disagree.
Starting quarterback, Vanderbilt would get in about 73 points on the spread.
The line would be at least 50.
Anyway, I'm excited about, you know, y'all having a show. It's awesome. Just gives me another show to call. And, Pogi, you know, the relationship between you and I will never change. One on the radio and one off the radio.
Well, I really don't know. That makes me feel sort of creeped out.
I mean, we if you call it poking the bear and then, you know, off the radio, we actually get along.
I'll tell a story. Clay is a transporter of people, right? And I happened to be flying in on Thanksgiving morning. I don't even know what I was flying in from. And he picked me up at the airport. And I'm telling you, within 2 minutes, if I had to go, Clay, we would have – he's driving this way and his head's that way. And if I hadn't yelled at him, we would have just run into somebody. I mean, so that's my story.
Hey,
scared
Darren,
the hell out of
me
on Thanksgiving.
Darren, by the way, what's your brother up to? Or no, I'm sorry. Remember, I made the mistake thinking that was your brother, but it wasn't your brother. That's right. The guy that you
do you have any idea
with,
what he's talking about?
Yeah, well, I do now. But
why?
Well, yeah. I think he's talking about my brother from another mother, the McFarland show. Justin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Justin.
Because I don't think he knows Ricky, my real brother. I don't think he was talking about Ricky. I think he's talking about Justin. Justin's probably listening. Hey, Justin. What's up?
Good dude. Great dude, as a matter of fact. Clay, rest well.
Thank you, boys.
See you, man.
Welcome to the airwaves.
It's good to be on the show. Well, now we've got that out of the way.
Well, you said we wanted calls, so we're getting them.
Well, no, I don't. Clay's fine. Let's hit three. Let's do three real quick.
Number three.
We got a little, maybe some music bump underneath there. I mean, it just sort of abrupt. Quarterbacks, right? We're talking about, you know, obviously Blaise Berlowitz is going to be the starting quarterback at Vanderbilt for game one, whatever that means. Jared Curtis is the future and probably the present. Faison Brandon, the first true freshman to start at quarterback in the opener. And there's been other true freshmen over the years, Peyton, blah, 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 all the way through. Since, 2004, where are you if you're George McIntyre in this, right? About 1 foot out the door?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to say that, but yes, that's how it works in today's college football landscape. Or actually, college sports landscape. It's not just football. So, yes, that's probably what's going to happen. But, hey, let's let the season play out. We have no idea. Faison could get hurt. He could not be good and get benched. I mean, there's a lot of things. Obviously, if he plays the whole season and he's great and he's a true freshman, yes, of course, Georgia's gone. He's way gone. But, I mean, this is where he wants to be. He could have left in the offseason. He didn't. So he obviously wants to be a part of the program. I don't think he's going to sit there his whole career. But, I mean, let's see how it plays out.
But what is it? Is it because, you know, when he comes out of Brentwood Academy, I mean, he was long, lanky. What's he, 6'6", right? Has he just not put on the weight? Is he just not physically there? I mean, the arm strength is there. But the fact that they recruited over him, what, Faison Brandon out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
And last year.
Yeah. And he even got, the transfer from Colorado, Ryan Staub, is there. I want to call him Rusty, but look, I'm not.
We are going to find out how good Josh Heupel is with quarterbacks mm-hmm. because, as you just mentioned, it's been 22 years since they've started a freshman. Most people don't start
in the
true
opening
freshman.
In the opening game.
In the SEC.
But you know how many true freshmen over the years have started at quarterback at Tennessee? This number surprised me. 13.
Really?
13 true quarterbacks have started at least one game over the years.
Oh, the first game or just
year? No, it's just a true freshman.
As a true freshman.
A starter as a true freshman. Now, the first game of the season where you come out as the number one, first time since 04.
Hmm. Yeah, I was a little bit more surprised maybe with that decision than the Vanderbilt. The Vanderbilt decision, it really did surprise me. I was almost laughing at the notion that it wasn't going to be Curtis.
Well, Andrew Allegretta, the voice of the Commodores, was joining us when we booked him. We had no idea that Blaze Berlowitz would be named the number one this morning, but he was. Pete Thamel breaking that story. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Your phone call, 615-759-9949.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.